So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 16, text 53 and 54. 53 is on the board. Can we repeat? Yata susuptam purusho vishvam pasyati chatmani Atmanam Ekam Desha Stam Manyate Svapna Utita. Okay, line by line. Yata Susupta Purusho Visvam Pashyati Shatmani Atmanam, Atmanam Ekadeshastam, Manyate Svapna Utita. I read the second verse also. That's text 54. Evam Jagara Narini Divastam. Nani Shatmana Mayamatrani Vigyaya Tad Drashtaram Param Smaret. Okay, word by word with synonyms. Kindly repeat. Yata just as Susuptaha sleeping Purushaha a person, Vishvam, the whole universe, Pasyati, perceives, Cha, also, Atmani, in himself. Atmanam, himself. Ekadeshastam. Lying down in one place. Manyate. He considers. Svapne. In the dreaming condition. Utita. Waking up. Evam, in this way, Jagara Adini, the states of wakefulness and so on, Divastanani, the living entities' different conditions of existence. Cha also Atmanaha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Maya Matrani the exhibitions of the illusory plenary potency Vigyaya knowing Tat of them Rastaram, the creator or seer of all such conditions. Param, the supreme. Smaret, one should always remember. Translation. When a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and sees in himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe. They are far away, although they are far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to a particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but entities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Purport. None of these conditions of the living entities, namely deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness, is substantial. They are simply displays of various phases of conditioned life. There may be many mountains, rivers, trees, bees, tigers, and snakes that are situated far away, but in a dream one may imagine them to be nearby. Similarly, as one has subtle dreams at night, when the living entities awaken, he lives in gross dreams of nation, community, society, possessions, skyscrapers, bank balance, position, and honor. Under the circumstances, one should know that his position is due to his contact with the material world. One is situated in different position in various forms of life that are all but creations of the illusory entity, which works under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate actor, and the conditioned living entity should simply remember his original act. Remember this original actor, Sri Krishna. As living entities, we are being carried away by the waves of Prakriti, or nature, which works under the Lord's direction. Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyatesa Characharam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Mitche Mayara Vas Yachibesa Hantu Habuddha Bhai. Why are you being carried away by the waves of the illusory energy in various phases of dreaming and wakefulness? These are all creations of illusory energy, of this illusory energy, Krishna. For us to do this, the Shastra advises us, Hadinama, 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 Hadinama Eva Kevalam. One should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Lord is realized in three different faces, as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the most perfect Mahatma, Vasudeva Savamiti Saha Mahatma Sudulabha. In the human form of life, one should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for then one will understand everything else. Yasmin Vigyate Sarvam Etan Vigyatam Bhavati. According to this Vedic injunction, simply by understanding Lord Krishna, one understands Brahman, Paramatma, Prakriti, the illusory energy, the spiritual energy, and everything else. Everything will be revealed. Prakriti, the material nature, is working under the direction of the Supreme Lord. And we living entities are being carried away by the various faces, by various faces of Prakriti. For self-realization, one should always remember Krishna. As stated in Padma Purana, Smarta Vyasa Tatam Vishnu, we should always remember Lord Vishnu. Vishmarta Vyona Yatu Chit. We should never forget the Lord. This is a perfection of life. Hare Krishna. The verses were Yata Susupta Purusho Vishwam Pasyati At Shatmani Atmana Mekadeshastam Manyate Svapna Utita Evam Jagara Narini Divastanani Shatmana Maya Matrani Vigyaya Tad Drastam Param Smaret. When a person is in deep sleep, he dreams and he sees in himself many, he says in himself many other objects, such as a great mountain and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe. All of these are far away. Sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is, sometimes when one awakens from a dream, he sees that he is in a human form, lying in his bed in one place. Then he sees himself in terms of various conditions, as belonging to particular nationality, family, and so on. All the conditions of deep sleep, dreaming, and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. Krishna. That's Krishna. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva is simultaneous, inconceivably one and different with everything. And simultaneously one and different with himself also, in a way, because he expands himself in so many different incarnations and appearances, and they sometimes exist simultaneously, just like Krishna and Balaram. So then in Sweden, when they came, started to preaching there, so they spoke with some teachers or whatever. Then there's a picture of Krishna and Balaram. So they said, well, who is here? Krishna. Well, that's Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then who is this? Well, that's Balaram. He's also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that way, you don't get away so easy. Yes, this form or that form. And okay, now is he this or is he that? No. Both at the same time. Here is today's verses. Speak about dreaming and sleeping and being awake. And that is the dreaming analogy, analogy. Comparison with a dream, life as a dream, is given many places in the Bhagavatam. Because it's a very, good example. We can daily, more or less, I believe, daily experience the different stages of deep sleep, dreaming, awakening, so to say. And then here in the in the verse. He says, how you in your, well, he says, in the dream you see in yourself. It's a kind of creation of your mind. Well, that's one question. Where does a dream actually happen? So in one sense it takes place in the mind. Well, he sees in himself many other objects. Of course, even in our awakening state, we are dreaming, daydreaming. The mind goes in so many different... Or you drive the car, but maybe in the beginning you have to think very carefully how you're doing driving like that. But after a while it goes automatically. And as the driving goes automatically, then automatically the mind starts to wander around. And of course, we could say that maybe with a japa also, you know. in your beginning, you very seriously trying to pronounce every syllable. And then, but once you get used to the chanting, then it may just go as by a routine. Or automatically. So, and the interesting, you can chant, at least as far as I'm concerned, maybe not you. you can be chanting and still different kind of trends of thought can go through your mind. It's quite interesting. The mind is a very interesting fellow because it can do very many things. Okay, so then... Well, here it says that you can see within himself many other objects, such as great mountains and rivers, or perhaps even the entire universe. Seeing the entire universe, well, that was when Mother Yasoda, the cowherd boys, they had to get on the case of Krishna because Krishna was eating dirt. Earth or dirt. So then they called for Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda, Mother Yasoda, this is... Krishna is eating dirt. You have to correct him. That's maybe good. Sometimes we feel happy when we can correct someone. To the guru or the DBC or... The temple president comes and says, he did something wrong, we have to correct him. Well, okay. So then she comes, oh Krishna, what have you done? We're eating dirt. I'm not eating dirt, they're just envious. Because they want to cause trouble for me. But then, okay, open your mouth so I can see. So then, of course, Krishna opens his mouth. And then in that, small baby Krishna's mouth, baby or small boy, in that mouth, when he opens and she looks into that, then she sees the whole universe, including herself, looking into the mouth of Krishna. So then she wonders, what is this? What's going on? What's going on actually? Who is my boy? Is this some trickery by some magic or what is it? Or maybe she thought, is it a dream? Am I actually awake? That can also be, you know, is it real? So, but we can say it was like in a way, maybe one could say like a dream. But then, in any case, he says to Krishna, okay, don't do it again. Because it was obvious that Krishna had eaten dirt. The whole universe was in him. From her point. Okay, so then... So in that way, she saw the whole universe in the mouth of Krishna. So in the story here, in a dreaming state, in a dreamer state, well, so many things goes on. And we can say it's the whole universe. We can say we carry the whole universe in our mind. We the universe or a universe. We can also say we all living in our own little universe. And sometimes, sometimes it may be that we speak about the same time, but actually we use the same words, but we may with the words mean something else. So when we speak about, yeah. Okay, then we wake up. And then you realize, hey, I'm just lying in my bed. I was out flying or something. Sometimes it may happen, you're flying in a dream. Well, so many things can happen. Or you're being eaten by a tiger, and then you get scared. But then you wake up, and there's no tiger there. It was just a dream. Or, well, maybe when a ghost attacked you, then we could say it's a dream, but there is a little bit, we understand that there's actually ghostly beings that may attack us in a dreaming condition, or maybe an awakening condition also. But we can say it's just a dream. Okay, then we wake up and we say, okay, it was not a dream, and it was just a dream. But then the next thing is then all this material existence is dreaming. It's a big dream. And the one who dreams up this creation, that's Krishna in the form of Karunadaksai Vishnu, as Mahavishnu. And we know Mahavishnu is lying, what he's doing, he's lying down on the Ananta Seshan, having a good, or if he's just lying in the Kaushal ocean, but he's having a good sleep and a nice dream, or dreams, countless universes is dreamed up or manifesting in Karnadaksai Vishnu's sleep. So, okay, then, when he breathes out, the universes manifest. When he breathes in, they're absorbed in his body. So, the... yes, when Krishna dreams, then it's real for us. But for him, it's just a dream. Oh yes, that one. Abrahma bhuvanalokam punavartin arjuna mamupetyatu kantaya punajanmana vidyate. Well, here Krishna speaks about the universe. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, a son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Okay, now there, well, he doesn't say it's all a dream. we can say it's a dream where there's repeat. The highest planet down to the lowest, all are places of misery. But we can say it's all a dream. But we say a dreaming state may be nice in one sense, but then you're not in control. And then the dream may turn into nightmare. So we can say it's a place of misery. It's not stable happiness. It's not it's like building your house on the sand by the ocean. It's not a stable situation. So we should build our life on a stable foundation. Unchangeable. Like when you build a house, okay, then if it's okay, maybe it's okay to build on sand, but not if you're next to the ocean. The waves can come and take the sand away, and there you stand with your house is tilting or whatever. The earth is eroding, and you end up in the ocean with your house. So there. The misery of the world is then explained here is because it's repeated birth and death. And we can say, well, that's not a dream. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, says, there's birth and there's death. But then there's, after death, there's birth again. So this comes and goes. Certain things are happening predictably in this material world. But at the same time, we can say it's predictable that there is birth, there is death. But again, we also maybe think then death, but actually death is just, oh no, he's dead. He's not dead. He just went on. They just transported themselves into a different dimension, or maybe it's on the way to take another birth. Mm-hmm. So it's just death. It's not a it's a state you pass through into another. Of course, we say they're death, but actually they just pass through death. So we have the pictures here to the past. But they're not dead. They just pass through death. And we can say we're not old. We're just passing through old age. And in some way we can say we're not young either. We're just passing through youth. And we say that he's died. We can say someone is born. Well, he went through birth. But now, yes, we can say he is born. Okay, therefore we should not build our life on dreams, because they have no real substance. Though they can be very fascinating, maybe, and we can dream many things, but that we have to make sure it's not just a dream, a wishful dream, but rather the challenge is to build on a solid foundation. And when it's things not that just wishful dreams, but actual reality, something to build on. And therefore we can say, and that's coming through here in the all the conditions of sleep, deep sleep, dreaming and wakefulness are but energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should always remember the original creator of these conditions, the Supreme Lord, who is unaffected by them. And then Krishna then 8:16 says, but one who attains to my abode, the son of Kunti, never takes birth again. One who thinks of me comes to me. So the non-dreaming state is a state, or the solid state is when we actually remember Krishna, who here but is described, is the original creator of these conditions, his original source. He's dependable. Of course, Krishna tests his devotees. But it's dependable. That does not change. We can rely on. Something we can rely on. Something that does not change. And therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita 2:16, Krishna says, Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo nabo vidyate sata ubayor api drishton tas tvananyos tatvadashibi. Those are seers of the truth. Those are not dreaming or seeing the real dream. Have concluded that of the non-existent there's no endurance, and of the existence there's no cessation. These seers have concluded by studying the nature of work. But then there's the non-existence has no endurance. So we can say that what does not endure is a dream, does not exist from this point. And with existence, there's no cessation. So that what really exists is always there. So in this world, so many things come and go, so it's non-existent. It has no permanent existence. And our youthfulness, our middle age, and our old age is not, does not endure. So therefore we can say it doesn't exist. It's a dream. But then the real thing is Krishna. So we have to learn to remember Krishna, know Krishna. It's a living Krishna, living consciousness of Krishna. And that is real. Because Krishna endures, he does not change. We may change, but not he. And we actually don't change either with our true self. Eternal servants of Krishna. Hare Krishna. And that's our Hare Krishna movement. I don't know if it goes through different changes or different, any case, stages of evolution. But it remains, one thing remains for the same for sure. We're chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's true. That's reliable. Anything can happen, any situations, something, but chanting the holy name will be there or can be there, or we can take shelter of that, and thus take shelter of the Supreme Lord in form of his holy name, and thus not live in an illusion or be in daydreaming, but maybe dream of Krishna or hope, but then that dream will not be a daydream. It will not be just a dream, but has a different reality to it. Hare Krishna. Maybe I have some question or comment. You're probably there.
Hare Krishna. I would like to ask if we chant Hare Krishna in dream.
In the dream?
Yes.
If we do it?
Yes. So.
Yes. Very good. Very good. If we can put the question, do we sometimes chant Hare Krishna in the dream? And then, if we chant Hare Krishna in the dream, then what? What happens then? What's the question about that?
Well, I wanted to ask about, because I have few experience chanting Hare Krishna in a dream.
Great.
So I even chanted the Nrisimha Pranam mantra in a dream.
You did?
Yes.
Because there came a ghost or?
Yes. Because I had experience like that.
Okay.
So I chanted the Nrisimha Pranam mantra.
In your dream?
Yes.
When you were sleeping?
Yes.
Okay, good. And did it work?
Yes, they gone away. They went away.
Yeah. Then it was real.
Yes, it was real.
So we can chant Hare Krishna in our dream and it's real. It has its effect. Of course, if we chant, if we chant consciously, I mean, okay, our experiences and dreams, maybe we have a clear dream, some kind of experience like that, and then, I thought I was awake, but actually it was just another level of the dream, but I don't remember chanting in that state, but that's, in any case, when there's some ghost attacks, then finally we get Krishna, and then usually the evil or the unpleasant entities move away. Yeah, so it works. Good. And we can say that must be as real as when we're chanting in this present state, because we can say this is also a dream. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. I have one question about what kind of dream is, if we dream Krishna or Prabhupada or devotees, is this also some kind of mind creation or is something deeper?
Well, maybe it's a creation of the mind, but in such a case it's a meaningful creation of the mind. And then it's good. If it's a meaning. But it also happens that one dream of the Guru and his Prabhupada and others. And then, of course, and many times that feels meaningful. It's not just a dream,
some emotions can be involved.
Well, then it's hopefully positive emotions, or positive in a sense. Well, that can happen. It can manifest. So then, is it real? Was that the question? Well, it may be this, but if there's a meaningful message or something in it, then we can say it's to be taken serious. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, any other dream? Okay, good. Then we end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.